ago it was like 114. So I mean, and then tomorrow it's supposed to be around 110 tomorrow. So, but it really doesn't feel bad today.
No, it doesn't.
Really not at all.
I mean, past 100.
I'm not even hardly sweating. Well, maybe the hand is a little bit. But, all right, day one. Day one in shorts out here. God, it's good to get out here on the grass. I mean, it's good to get out here and see where a lot of these guys are, especially when you look at some of the season guys and Jared Kraft, and you're looking at Carlos Henderson and Trent Taylor and Xavier Woods and Jalen Ferguson and some of those guys who really know what's going on and know how to do it right now. It's nice to see them running around. And then we're getting an opportunity to get a lot of look at these young guys for the first time, which is good, really positive. We can't tell anything yet about who can play and who can't play until we put pads on, but what we can tell is who knows the offense and defense and who doesn't, and that really shows up a little bit today. We threw a lot at them, and for some of these young guys are going to be swimming for a couple days, but I thought it was a good first day. Got out here and got a little sweat in. It was good.
Now in January, you're reminded that you lose and that you got coming back, but is it a reminder again of all the guys that you lost when you get out here and don't have guys like KD and Vernon?
Yeah, well, you know, and you look at it, because all these guys, when you called for the twos last year, that's when Jared Kraft jumped up. That's when Boston Scott jumped up. You know, now all of a sudden you call for the twos, and all of a sudden Israel Turner's stepping up in there, and you're like, who? That's what we're saying, who? I mean, all of a sudden you got a lot of no names. So it does. It reminds you just we got to build depth, and we're going to have to build depth with what we're doing with coming out here every day and practicing and developing fundamentals in these players and teaching them the offense and the defense. But got a long way to go, but it was a good first day.
The first 5 days, you talked about it yesterday, it's all about putting your offense in and in the little things. What are you looking to see from the new guys the most in the first week?
Attention to detail. We did a get right drill to start the practice today. It ought to be about 40 yards. It's a detail drill of doing little things the right way. And it ought to take you about 3 minutes to do it. It took us about 25 minutes to do it. And they're going to learn right from the beginning. We're going to do little things the right way. We're going to touch a line. We're going to sprint through the line. We're going to face the right way. We're going to do little things the right way. And you know, when you get tired, sometimes you stop thinking. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that you see with a young team or an inexperienced team is just the attention to detail and all the little things.
How long is it going to take you to know anything on your lines? I mean, At what point in fall camp will you know something?
Probably about, I would say, the second scrimmage is when we'll really start to make some decisions. Because right now, I mean, we're just teaching what to do. You really can't tell anything at this point until you put on pads. But then we'll go through a scrimmage this Saturday, and then we'll go through one next Saturday and probably get a pretty good idea after 2 weeks, the halfway point, exactly who we're going to put where and putting it all together.
What did you think of some of the new guys that you haven't been able to see? I know some of the grad transfers, some of the JUCO guys who you got to see for the first time.
Well, it's nice to see Dalton and Jordan Harris running around and flying around the way they do. As upperclassmen, their legs are underneath them. They have control of their bodies. They understand the game. The game's in slow motion for them because they've played. For a lot of these young guys right now, the game's just, it's in fast forward. We're getting a better evaluation of the big guys when we put on pads. But for a lot of the little guys, it's moving quick. I mean, for Adrian Hardy, I mean, he's been a quarterback his whole life, and now he's a receiver. And, you know, even I'm looking at Woodard and Bonnet. You know, those two guys who have even been in the program for a year. Just some learning lessons. Bonnet eats a salad for lunch and comes out here and has, you know, cramp problems the whole day. Well, duh. I mean, those are learning lessons. And as stupid as that may sound, those are learning lessons. I promise you he'll eat tomorrow for lunch. So hopefully we can just continue to develop with a lot of these young players and watch them come along.
What can you tell from some of these young quarterbacks? Because it's apparent that one of them is going to be starting. So do you sense like a sense of urgency with them? Are they're trying to kick it in gear to compete for that spot?
I think just like the spring, we're just trying to get better. And we're trying to get better with everybody across the board. And I think all of them. I think, you know, Price, Jamar, Jack, I think they're just trying to get better. Every day we come out here, and you know, we got about 30 minutes of Pascal out here today, which was good. We got some stuff against the defense and got some what we call fastballs, you know, with it happening in a hurry. And they made some mistakes and made some good decisions, but we just gotta keep growing as a position. But I don't think it's changed. I mean, they understand that, shoot, by game three, the fourth quarterback could be starting. You know, I mean, Todd Fitch was in a program last year that played six quarterbacks. You know, we don't even have six. So hopefully we don't get that deep, but everybody's just got to keep improving.
Adrian Hardy may be your quarterback by that point.
By that point, he may be. I've been there before when I was in South Carolina. We had a year like that, but I don't ever want to go through one of those again.
Yesterday, last night, whenever we talked, someone asked you about when Ryan played and said, depend on how he handles it. What exactly will you be looking for in terms of what he's doing, what he's showing you?
Just that he's getting it all done. We've already set up the counseling meetings, the community service, the education classes. We plan on getting all that done through camp. And if he has to miss a practice or he has to miss meetings, he'll miss it to go get that done. So to make sure that he's doing all that, crossing T's and dotting I's and taking the educational part of it serious. And also just how he's going to come back with the team. How he's going to come back with the team, how he's handling himself, are all going to be things that are going to go into it. If he's going to cross his arms and sit in the corner of the room and pout, then it's going to be a while. You know, but if he understands that, if he'll own it and that I made a mistake and go forward, then I think he's going to be fine.
And what determines who starts following that game?
Me.
No, I'm saying like what process?
Me. I will.
Camp?
With me. I'll decide at that time. I don't know. I don't know how the Arkansas game is going to go. I don't know how camp's going to go. I mean, I'm not living in speculation of what could happen. I'll address that when I get to it.